For our short reflection this morning, please turn with me to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 8, verse 23. Our Niki Odumpol, Anurangipoi, Tadagatil, Uri Chudlika Tundai, Padagil Velam Naranjeta, our Prana Payatilai, Adikal Chenda Nadha Nadha. ഞങ്ങൾ നശിച്ചു പോകുന്നു പറഞ്ഞ് അവനെ ഉണർത്തി. എ വിൻ സ്റ്റോം സെറ്റ് ഡൗൺ ഓൺ ദ ലേക്ക് ആൻഡ് ദ ബോട്ട് വാസ് ഫില്ലിംഗ് വിത്ത് വാട്ടർ ആൻഡ് ദേ വെയർ ഇൻ ഡേഞ്ചർ. ലെറ്റ് എസ് ബൗ ഡൗൺ അവർ ഹെഡ്സ് ആൻഡ് ലുക്ക് ഇൻ ടു ഗോഡ് ഇൻ പ്രെയർ. ഡിയർ ഗോഡ് അവർ ഹെവൻലി ഫാദർ, വൺസ് അഗൈൻ വി കം ബിഫോർ യു ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ്. As we meditate upon your word, Father, we ask you to speak to us. Fill us with the power of your word, the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A windstorm swept down on the lake, and the boat was filling with water, and they were in danger. Of course, today, Church of South India is celebrating as the Environmental Sunday. And we know the seriousness of preserving, the need of preserving our environment. So today I just want to look into a different angle of this scripture portion. While going through this particular text, Luke chapter 8, 20 to 25, I was curious, why did the gospel writer bring this incident here, which has no correlation with the other events narrated in the previous chapter and the chapters following? The Lucan narrative from the chapter 4, verse 14 onwards, talks about the beginning of Jesus' Galilean ministry. And when it comes to chapter 5, there Jesus expands his public ministry by appointing or calling 12 disciples. And Jesus was widely accepted in Galilee. Verse 15 of Luke chapter 4 says, he began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. Reading further, whether we can see through the gospel, when we read through the gospel, we can see an elaborate account of miracles and wonders happening in Jesus' ministry. Chapter 5, Jesus cleanses a leper, verse 12 following. And Jesus heals a paralytic, chapter 5, 17 following. Jesus heals a man with withered hand in chapter 6, verse 6 following. Appointing of 12 apostles, 6:12 following, healing the multitude from Judea, Jerusalem, coast of Tyre and Sidon, is recorded in chapter 6:17 following, and Jesus heals a centurion servant in chapter 7, and Jesus raises a widow's son at 9:7-11 following, sinful woman was forgiven, chapter 7 verse 36, a woman joined in Jesus' ministry, 8 verse 1 following, and series of public preachings and teachings of Jesus are recorded. In the midst of all these events, the miracles and wonders and teachings, this event is recorded. That's why I said I was curious why the gospel writer brought this event in the midst of all these miracles happening in Jesus' ministry. Reading through the gospel chapters, it is obvious that everything was going smooth, calm and quiet. Jesus and his disciples were widely accepted in Galilee. They were traveling to villages after villages. Wherever they go, hundreds of people gathered. A large crowd followed him. And even the crowd were trying to touch Jesus. So they were having a very glorious ministry Jesus and disciples. The people were, you know, waiting for Jesus to come to their village. The 12 apostles, who were comparatively from the lowest strata of the society, they gained influence and authority in the society. Now, most of them were fishermen and tax collectors, whom people, you know, often looked down. And now, being with Jesus, they gained more influence in the society. So when we look into the overall ministry of Jesus, public ministry of Jesus, beginning from chapter 4, everything was smooth. Everything was good. Then suddenly, the gospel writer brings this incident of a wild windstorm. And this is the only incident in the whole Bible recorded that Jesus fell asleep. Only incident that we see in the whole Bible. The same we can find in Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 following, and Mark chapter 4, verse 35 following. So while I was reading this text over and over again, I consider this biblical portion as a warning and a reminder. A warning and a reminder. What is a warning? It's a warning that our life situations may turn upside down within a short span of time. There is a possibility. So even when everything looks good with us, everything looks fine with us, we are vulnerable. We are vulnerable to an unexpected windstorm that can happen at any time in our life. That is a warning that I find from this scripture portion. A windstorm could be of any form. It could be a sickness, a severe financial crisis, a failure in your career, losing of your job, and a struggle to find a new one, the struggle in your family life, except anything. We are vulnerable to a windstorm that can happen any time in our life, even when everything seems calm and quiet. Within a short span of time, it can be turned upside down. A windstorm that may take away our joy, that may snatch away our peaceful mind, and that may push you aside into a zone of disappointment, discouragement, loneliness, suffering, and pain. And this can happen to anyone, from the layman to a priest or to a bishop. It can happen to anyone, from a rich to a poor. And this did happen in the lives of many biblical heroes. If you go through the Bible, we can see it did happen in the lives of many biblical heroes. Their lives turned upside down. And second, I told it's a reminder. It's a warning and it's a reminder. What's a reminder here? For me, it's a reminder that the only way to calm down the windstorm in my life is just reviving the faith and trusting in the Lord. That's the only way. When we go through a time of windstorm in our life, there's only one possible way to sort it out is to revive our faith and completely trust in the Lord. The storms are not something strange or new for the disciples, because we know most of them were fishermen, and they often come across the storms during their fishing. And because of the unique geographical setting of this Sea of Gennesaret or Tiberias or Galilee, whatever, maybe the Sea of Gennesaret, storms are very common. Being about 650 feet below the sea level, the body of water becomes quite warm. In Gennesaret, the water may become quite warm during certain time. And the cold air that rushing down from the hills, sharply rising down the hills, meet the warm air from the water, the result is a sudden storm. So that's something very common when we look into the geographical setting of the Sea of Gennesaret or Tiberias. And these disciples were used to it. And they have the traditional skill. They have the traditional skill and courage to sail even through a windstorm. And they have that wisdom, have to sail even through a windstorm. But here, when we look at this particular scripture portion, Luke chapter 18, the situation was out of their control. And they understood that their inborn abilities and their past experiences and their wisdom are not enough to sail forward, to go forward. And they shouted, "Master, Master, we are perishing. Save us, Master Jesus, we are perishing because of this windstorm. It's so wild, we can withstand." And we know what happened. Jesus woke up and he rebuked the wind and the waves. And everything was settled. There was peace. And then Jesus raising a question to his disciples. "Hey John, hey Peter, hey Andrew, where is your faith? Where is your faith, my disciples? Why you are shouting? Why you are screaming? Where is your faith?" Or put it in another word, why you are not trusting in me? I am in your boat. Why you are not trusting in me? So this scripture portion talks or reminds us, when we go through the time of windstorm, we must believe and trust in the Lord, who can calm down the storm, who can calm down the waves. You know, it is very easy to believe in God, isn't it? Very easy to believe. We all are believers, right? Right? We all are believers. It's very easy to believe in God. Because every Sunday we stand up and proclaim in our faith affirmation that we believe in the Father, the Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and earth. And again we say we believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. Again we say we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. Then we believe in the Holy Catholic Church. We always say, we believe, believe, believe. It's very easy to believe, but it's very, very hard to trust. Then you may be thinking, what this Achin is talking about? What's the difference between believing and trusting? Are we really trusting God? That's the crucial question. When you go through the time of windstorm, when you think that your life is turned upside down, when you are going through a struggle in pain, in loneliness, in disappointment, are you able to trust the Lord? That's a very crucial question. Jesus is asking the disciples, where is your faith? Where is your trust in me? You might have heard about the Charles Blondin. Charles Blondin, a French tightrope walker. In 1859, he declared that he is going to cross the Niagara waterfalls on a tightrope. The Niagara waterfalls. And thousands of people gathered to see this adventurous performance. On 30th June 1859, Charles Blondin, he crossed the Niagara waterfalls on a tight rope of 1,150 feet long, and it was 160 feet above the water. It was such an adventurous performance. The moment he landed the other side, people gathered around him, praising him, shouting, saying that, "Oh, Blondin, you are such a great man, such a brave man we have ever seen." He was filled with praises, appreciation. After some time, Charles Blondin turned around the crowd and asked, "Do you believe that I can go to the other side? I can go back to the other side on this tightrope carrying a man on my shoulder. Do you believe that?" The people shouted, "Yes, we believe. You can do that. You are such a great man, such a brave man. We believe that you can do that." Then he asked them, "Please, anyone from you, please come and sit on my shoulder. I will take you to the other side." Then there was pin drop silence. The people shouted that, "We believe, Blondin, you can do that." They slowly began to push them back. Nobody wanted to climb on his shoulder to cross the Niagara waterfalls on this tightrope. After some time, his manager, Henry Colcord, he came forward. He sat on Blondin's shoulder, and he took him to the other side. It happened. It is in the history. You just search on the Google, you can find that. And people asked Harry, "Hey man, why did you choose that? Are you not afraid?" Then Harry replied, "No, absolutely not, because I trust Charles Blondin. I trust him. I know him. I was with him for such a long years. I know, I trust in his abilities." Because that is the difference between believing and trusting. Now, we all talk too much about Jesus. You know, my Jesus, he's awesome. You know, he's almighty. He can do everything. He will provide my needs. He's a God who can heal the sickness. We will preach. But when it comes to reality, are we really trusting in him? Jesus asking his disciples, "Where is your faith?" By seeing this windstorm, why are you screaming? Why are you crying out? So we need to trust in the Lord. Don't just remain as a believer. Trusting is simply giving ourselves into the hand of God and remaining still. That's a trust. Even when everything looks, you know, so difficult, just giving ourselves in the hand of God and remaining still. That is trust. Just like a little baby. A little baby finds refuge in mom's bosom. Are we able to do that? we must believe that I have a God, I have a Master, I have a Savior who can calm down any windstorm, whatever it may be. Even when my life turned upside down, there is a God, He is with me. You might have heard about the Commander Abhilash Tomy. He's an Indian, a Malayali from Changanasheri. Have you ever heard about him, Abhilash Tomy? He's known for the first Asian to complete the solo non-stop circumnavigation of the world under sail. The Golden Globe Race. In 2022, he finished the second in the Golden Globe Race. The Golden Globe Race is just the sailors going around the world, crossing all the seven oceans in a small yacht. And they are not allowed to use any modern techniques. They were allowed only to use the techniques of 50 years back. The sailors used it 50 years back. And after finishing his race in 2013, he wrote a book that was in Malayalam, titled Kadal Ottekku Chenichappol. It is available in, I think it is available now. It's a wonderful book. It's talking about all his experience traveling in the sea alone. Kadal Ottekku Chenichappol. There is in that book he has written something very interesting. In 2013, when he decided to partake in this Golden Globe race, his mother, Valsamma, was not ready to give him a permission to partake in this race. You know, it's a very dangerous thing to go around the world in the ocean alone in a yacht. That's something very dangerous. And he was very close to his mother, and he asked permission. The mother was not willing to give. Mother said, "No, man, no, son, you can't do that. I won't allow." And he was pleading with his mother, and she was not willing to give permission because of her love towards her son. And he's written in that book, one fine morning, early in the morning, he was in Goa in naval ship, and his mother rang him up and said, "Okay, son, you can go ahead." And he was surprised. He was shocked. How come she gave me the permission? And he was very happy, and he, after fulfilling all the formalities and registration, this and all, before going for the practice and all, he visited home, his parents. Of course, his father was a Navy man in Indian Navy. While having a breakfast with the mother, he asked mother, "Mama, why suddenly you gave me the permission?" Then his mother told him the story behind that. It was something like that. And his mother, Valsamma, she was a very devoted Christian lady, a good believer. The moment Abhilash conveyed his wish with the mother, she was praying for that. She was praying for that. She was asking God, "Lord, you give me an answer. Shall I allow my son to go for this or not?" She was praying it for so many weeks. And she said, one morning, she used to listen to some radio broadcast, Christian radio broadcast in the early mornings. And one morning, she woke up and she prayed, "God, you give me an answer. I need to talk with my son." And she switched on the radio, and there was a song, Akkareke Yatra Jeyum Sion Sanjari. Olangal Kandu Nee Bhayapadenda Kaatineyum Kadalineyum Niyandrippan Kazhivullavan Padagilundu. That was a song. And after listening to that song, suddenly she called his son and said, "Okay, you can go ahead." And she says, that was a message for her from God. There is a God. കാറ്റിനെയും കടലിനെയും ശമിപ്പാൻ കഴിവുള്ളവൻ പടകിലുണ്ട്. And she sang that song for Abhilash. And it is written in that book. So this is the way we need to experience God's care in our life. Here Jesus is asking, my disciple, my disciples, my friends, where is your faith? Windstorms, they are there in our lives. Don't think that your Christian life is a life on the rosebud. No. You need to face, you need to confront with issues, struggles, unexpected events in your life. But trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Believe that I have a God, I have a master who can calm down any storm. Just give ourselves in the hands of God and remain still. There's a wonderful song, the hill song comes up, still, isn't it? I love to sing that song whenever I go through difficulties. When the ocean roars, then thunders. Can you sing that song choir for me? No, you may not be knowing.
This roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still, know you are God.
Yes, that's the God we have. Just remain still in his arms. He will take us through. May God bless us. Amen.